This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited the U.S. Border Patrol Colexio Station, a crossing point between the United States and Mexico, saying that the country cannot take on any more migrants. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many countries, especially in Southeast Asia, are not heeding warnings by the U.S. about possible security risk in allowing Chinese giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed wireless networks known as 5G. There are recent agreements between Huawei and Thailand, the Philippines, and Malaysia. This week, six former top U.S. military officials, including two who were commanders for the U.S. Pacific Command, issued a blunt warning of the future where a Chinese development 5G network could be widely adopted among American allies. The U.S. envoy assigned to promote a negotiated resolution to the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Afghan-born diplomat Zalmay Khalilzad landed Friday in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has held five meetings with Taliban representatives, mostly in Qatar. This is VOA News. Arab media is reporting that Saudi Arabia arrested Friday a number of bloggers, writers, and activists in the latest show of force over a long-standing case of women activists demanding more rights from the government. A number of those women recently were given a court hearing after being held for more than a year. Three were released about 2 weeks ago. VOA's Ed Urenian reports from Cairo.
Female activist Hossa Al-Mahdi with the London-based Al-Qasd rights group told Al Hora TV recently that the Saudi government has come under serious pressure from the U.S. and European states to improve its rights record. She says Riyadh has been criticized by many countries for its ill treatment of those women activists arrested last year, including sexual intimidation and threats of torture, raising an outcry from 36 countries, which demanded that Saudi Arabia put a stop to such behavior. She says the Saudi government accuses the women of embarrassing the kingdom before the world by talking to foreign journalists and diplomats.
VOA's Ed Urenian reporting from Cairo, and the arrests coincide with a vote Thursday by the U.S. government to cut American support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. After years of saber-rattling, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar on Thursday ordered his troops to march on the capital, Tripoli, escalating a conflict with the internationally recognized government, Anna Bevan reports.
Khalifa Haftar leads forces in Libya's eastern half. His move takes the country's power struggle to a dangerous new level. Libya has been divided into two main factions since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown back in 2011. The government in Tripoli is recognized as the legitimate government by most Western countries. The parallel administration in the east is allied to Haftar, who's backed by the UAE and Egypt. Haftar's forces call themselves the Libyan National Army. The two sides have endured years of fighting. On Friday, forces loyal to the Tripoli government said they'd taken 145 of those National Army troops prisoner and confiscated 60 vehicles. Meanwhile, Haftar has taken the city of Garayan, about 80 kilometers south of Tripoli.
Reuters' Anna Bevan. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced new sanctions Friday on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. The new sanctions are part of the U.S. effort to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and make way for opposition leader Juan Guaido. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.